mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, already the 28th day of September 2004. Ultra-massive broadcast lined up for you. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and now infowars.net relaunched. Let's just jump into the type of headlines I'm facing here, because I don't know where to start. Clintonista suggests U.S. wage war on Iran. Well, yes, they're very conservative. It needs to happen. See, the Clintonistas are for it. The end of the Internet is nigh. No, it's not from Forbes. No, it's from the Register now. Oh, we're going to be taking the Internet down for your safety and taking control of it. Oh, it's very wonderful. Dolly Scientist, this is a serious bid, in human clone bid. He wants to clone humans, BBC. One or two quakes a minute in Washington State. The volcano is rumbling. You know her as Mount St. Helens. Continuing here, mystery of woman left in busy road. In London, we've seen this in the U.S. and Canada, but in London, a woman laid there bleeding in the middle of the road on a busy street for a long period of time, and no one cared to stop her. The cars just drove around her body. And I'm not saying I'm a wonderful person, but I was late to a meeting I had Sunday morning because I stopped and helped some woman change her tire because she didn't know how to. But again, I'm one of those old-fashioned Al-Qaeda-type people. I'm not the good, new neocon. I'm not saying I'm even special. In fact, as a child, we would all groan as my father, like Dudley Do-Right. We would never get anywhere really on time. He was too busy stopping and jumping cars and changing tires. Frankly, a lot of the time, I have to admit, I just pass on by. But occasionally, I still revert to the old evil Al-Qaeda activities. Again, homeschoolers are terrorists, Christians are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists. I guess people that change tires are terrorists, so I am Al-Qaeda, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not even being sarcastic. I'm learning how evil I am every day. But I'll be like the future people, you know, the next wave that'll watch their neighbors drug off to the camps and not even care because Joey's on or whatever stupid sitcom they're watching. So we'll get into this. About a year and a half ago, a cop was hit in the middle of a major road right up at the corner of what? William Cannon and I-35 on the access road. He laid there, what was it, for 45 minutes? I mean, just, what is, man, that's, you wonder what's wrong with this country. What's wrong with our culture? We have really turned into demonic little creatures. And also, oil prices eased back from their highs. Went up to $50 a barrel, $50.47, but eased back to $49. How gracious of them. But hey, in a country where nobody cares about each other, in a country where nobody's involved in politics, we all become enslaved. See, not being involved means we're all slaves. But greedy, self-centered people, yuppies and others, think that not caring about anyone gets them ahead. Well, it doesn't get you ahead, you little fools. What comes around, goes around. What goes around, comes around, my friends. You reap what you sow. And, you know, I'm scared of that fact of the universe, God's law, because I've done plenty that's bad. And you know what? It's all always come back on me. So I try to do everything good I can because I'm God-fearing. But you're not. You got it all figured out, don't you, out there? Yeah, you do. You know who you are. You're pure trash. I'm talking to the cops out there that'll beat up innocent people and take innocent people to jail and follow criminal orders. I'm talking about yuppies that'll drive past a cop in the street for 45 minutes, who, by the way, died. I'm talking about you, the cowards, the self-centered trash. I'm not even self-righteous, folks. It scares the daylights out of me. I know I'm bad.
But you think you're real good.
No, you're not good. You're bad. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, on this Tuesday worldwide transmission against tyranny, we're going to have wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. First, let me get through the voluminous amounts of news here. I mean, yesterday I never even got to the news story out of the Washington Post where they're going to have the Homeland Security blimp tethered over the city. Now, 2 years ago, Homeland Security announced this. Every U.S. city will have a tethered blimp over it with ground-penetrating radar looking right through our walls. Picture every house being glass and an eye in the sky that can zoom in. Actually, hundreds of eyes can zoom in with computers looking for different types of activities and then red flagging it. So we're all going to live in glass houses. In the next few years, every major city will have giant blimps over it. We saw this at the Olympics. We saw this in New York at the National Convention. Now they're going to permanently tether them over your homes. They're also launching hundreds of small drones that will hover around your towns and cities. They're quite small. And they, too, will make little announcements and scan and watch and report. Sounds like a science fiction horror movie. No, it's America. And don't worry, Homeland Security says the blimps and drones are to, quote, fight terror and crime. This crime-age terrorist and the government is going to be helping keep us all safe. They're building lots of new prisons, lots of new petty reasons to be put into those prisons. They're teaching the police that homeschoolers and Christians and gun owners are terrorists everywhere. Meanwhile, the Christians and gun owners and homeschoolers are worshiping George Bush and thanking him for all he does, expanding the government and taking our liberties. They think it's about the Muslims, so it must be good. Applied Digital Unit gets Air Force deal. Applied Digital Solutions, the maker of the embedded microchips used to check vital signs and locate people and animals, signed a massive contract with the Air Force. And we'll get into this new little package. And then also, a pregnant woman arrested for talking too loudly on cell phone. The police admit that she said she was pregnant, 23 years old. And she said, look, I'm allowed to talk on my phone. And so the police officer there on the street grabbed her and slammed her down and admittedly tackled her. And admittedly, they tackled her, but she's getting a resisting charge. And they don't even deny it, but they said that she was charged with disorderly manner. Now your manner, see, is bad, that disrupted the public peace and resisting arrest. I love all the footage I've got of cops from their own cameras as they tackle people, and then you don't just get beat up now, you get charged with assaulting them because they had to jump on you. And they also have, if you're smart and just lay down like a jellyfish, then they get you for resisting without violence. Yes, people who lay down on the ground are now being charged with resisting. It's all part of the new freedom. We've got lots of private prisons for you and your family. Oh, it's so good. All of you will be our slaves soon. Oh, yes. America will be completely destroyed. That's what your masters are saying right now. Here's one, WorldNet Daily.
Fears of national ID with driver's license. Critics see Republican anti-terror bill as backdoor step towards identity cards.
The bill clearly says a national ID card. Ron Paul's covered it. The bill's introduced.
But WorldNet Daily says some of the critics see it as that.
Oh, really, WorldNet Daily? Here's the Valley Morning Star. Totally separate bill introduced. Republican David Dreyer introduces national ID card legislation. And the comment that we wrote here, the bill is entirely separate from the raft of legislation introduced on the back of the 9/11 Commission. As Americans continue to debate immigration, they need to make sure that precious rights and freedoms are not abridged by any new public policy that may grow out of the discussion. That's why we urge Congress to strongly oppose a proposed bill by Representative David Dreyer, Republican California, that would require all workers to have what the website, his website describes as a Social Security card with their picture on it. It would contain an electronic signature, a strip that contains an encrypted electronic identification strip unique to that individual, and would operate as a national ID card. Those who do not have the card would face fines of $50,000 for not having the card. That's what it says. Whenever you apply for a new job, your employer will be required to verify that you have the national ID card. And I saw Ridge 2 years ago on C-SPAN say you're going to have green, yellow, orange, and red. And all of you to have a card, to have your driver's license, which will be a national ID card. They already have the strips and the data on it. They just add to that database link up what your code level is. And if you have below a green, even if you have bad credit, you'll have to go sign up with a special federal or state counselor and agree to labor each week to pay off that debt through the government, or you're not going to be allowed to have a car, a job, anything. We'll all be on probation if we have bad credit. It's openly been stated. And then, my goodness, if you've got other problems, misdemeanors are going to be on it. That'll get you a yellow rating. And then if you've ever had a felony, oh, orange, you're really in trouble. Curfews for you selectively, and the Hitachi, and the Fuji, and the Visionix technologies are going in everywhere to face scan you, and if you're out after dark and don't have the clearance, you'll be arrested immediately. Oh, you think I'm joking? You just watch it happen, and then you remember that I told you. It's the official plan. And so I told you also they would sell this as a thing to deal with immigration. The problem is that 800-plus cities every state in the union, and now the federal government, as of 2 months ago, accepts the consula matricula. We talk about Mexico because they're the dominant group. 30-plus countries now issue these from their consulates. Anyone can buy them from the Mexican consulate. Again, we had the leader of the Republican Senate on earlier this year from Colorado. His staff got him in one day four separate matriculas under four separate names just for him. $25 apiece. And so these are accepted by the government, totally fake. When you go to the front of the line as an illegal alien or a foreigner, you get it. A citizen has to show 2 to 3 forms of ID. We are face scanned and thumb scanned. That is the digital photo, the digital thumbprint, in 40-plus states. And now under this new law, every state will have to adopt. You'll have to have it under the law, $50,000 fine. And that's just the newspaper article about it. I have the bill here, 5 years in prison. So you don't have the national ID card, 5 years in prison. This is the new freedom. And, again, in Texas, we've had this since 1993. Bill Clinton got in, signed an executive order to start forcing the states to put it in. Texas was one of the first. And most people in Texas who thumb scan to get these, you say, don't you remember the thumb scanning? I didn't thumb scan, you kook. Well, remember the black box, the little red light you put your thumb on? Oh, yeah. What was that? That was a biometric scanner. Sure it was. And the black helicopters are going to get me. You people do it, and you don't even know about it. I'm not trying to be sardonic or elitist. I'm very upset about all this right now. Very upset about all this right now. National ID card. And I told you, folks, it's going to be to have a job. And they're going to have the new national sales tax. That's why you're going to have to swipe the card. But don't worry, if you lose it, the progressive stores are going to put in the face scanners, little camera. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a whole lot of fun for everybody. Oh, man, I remember about 2.5 years ago, my wife and I went up to Minnesota. Only been up there a few times, you know, to see the big headquarters of the network, the great folks up there. And they put me up in a really nice hotel. Just so happened it was a casino. And, one of the ones owned by the Native Americans. It was pretty close to the network. And so I'm staying in this nice hotel shaped like a huge teepee. And I come down and I lost my ticket stub to get my car that they valet parked. You had to valet park. And so I go, well, here's my driver's license. You know, I'm checked in here. He goes, that's not enough. I want to know what's in the car. I said, okay. We were at an antique shop. I bought a little blue glass dog. It's in a bag in the front. Well, how tall is the dog? 2.5 inches. And he said, do me a favor. Turn towards that camera, please. He goes, we want to face scan you. I wasn't in the mood for arguing. I wanted to experience this. People tell the story. Never have. Forgot to tell it. And so they face scanned me. And they, okay, well, now if it's a stolen car, it won't matter. We've got you. This is already in all over the place, okay? Walmart's got it. They've all got it. And this is your future. You will go through the line. You will swipe your card because we can't have a sales tax on people that make less than $15,000 a year. We got to be fair. So you got to swipe the card. It's going to be a graduated sales tax. And thus, that brings in federal control to every business, every checkout lane, and a record of what you bought and did. Literal, total Big Brother on steroids at Mach 500, you know, warp 10, hair on fire, just total evil, blimps looking through our walls, thumb scanning to get school lunches, homeschoolers are terrorists. Cameras in school bathrooms, cameras in the police bathrooms, cameras in the roadside stops, just total evil, no freedom, nothing, total enslavement, huge prisons everywhere, hell on earth, national drafts, checkpoints on the roads, 6,000 miles of toll roads in Austin, Texas alone, checkpoints, scanning, searches, enslavement, total evil. And it's worse than when I'm not trying to even... I can't describe it. This is the normal response to what's happened. Ah, no! Oh, my gosh! Oh, we're in a nightmare, and the people can't even see it! Oh, no! Ah! That's a normal response. We'll be right back and detail this.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
Every couple weeks, I see an article like this, and it always makes me real mad. That's why I'm so jacked up this morning, this afternoon, this evening, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in. This is out of London. This is London, big newspaper there, London Evening Standard. Mystery of woman left in busy road. And this is really analogous to our entire Western civilization in serious decline. This is the moment when a woman was captured on CCTV lying unconscious in the gutter of a busy road suffering from a serious head wound. And again, they have pictures and video on the website of this. Police raced to the scene after traffic was forced to swerve around the 25-year-old victim as she lay bleeding. Detectives today said they were mystified as to what happened because the unnamed woman has yet to recover sufficiently to be interviewed. Well, why isn't it on your precious 4.5 million video cameras in London, folks? She is now in stable condition in South London Hospital. They believe she was either attacked or run down by a car. And it says that she laid there for a long period of time. The woman, wearing a jacket, trousers, and trainers, was discovered unconscious and bleeding profusely outside the Coca-Cola Industrial Park in Cray Road, Footscray, Sitcup, at 2:15 on Monday last week, the 20th of September. Motorists drove around the woman as she lay unconscious across the double yellow lines. Now, again, there's video of this. This woman is laying in the middle of a major thoroughfare. And the cars are driving by, and you see them looking at her, and these greedy, they're side streets, side areas to park, these greedy, self-centered demons, literal demons, did not stop for her. Motorists drove around the woman as she lay across double yellow lines. The CCTV images of her were taken from number 321 bus. See, the buses are driving around with cameras, just like Austin, Texas. Police have released the picture in the hope that it would jog the memory of any witnesses and help them establish what happened. A police spokesman said, "We do not know what happened to her, which is why we need to speak to witnesses." So the bus drives by, the police see it, and 20 minutes later they show up and she's still there bleeding in the middle of the road. This is, I've seen stories worse than this. A few years ago there was a story in Canada, in one of their big cities, I forget which one, it was in the big Canadian papers, and the woman lay on a major sidewalk in a nice business district. She'd been raped, naked, laying there, and there was a big, the biggest telecommunications company in Canada. One of the bosses was looking out the one of the high windows and told his staff, just leave it alone, go back to work, and laughed at her naked body. She'd been beaten in the head and later was in a coma. I don't even know if she survived, never followed up on it, should have. But she just sat there, I think it's in for several hours, and it was all caught on camera, but no one helped her until the police came along. And then, of course, about a year and a half ago, I told the story, told it many times here in Austin, up the road from where I'm broadcasting from, a cop in uniform was hit in the middle of a major thoroughfare right by a Tiger Mart gas station and by some apartments. And he lay there for 45 minutes, and by the way, he died until some police drove by and helped him. So this is what we've turned into. We were once known in the West as the Good Samaritans, very helpful, always there. The East has been known for letting people die in ditches. But I guess we're progressive now, and we're good, wholesome people. So don't think your neighbors won't sit there as you're taken to camps. Don't think your neighbors won't sit there as they falsely charge you. Don't think these people won't run camps with pleasure, as the news is now calling for. Don't think, you see, the yuppies and the hippies and all the rest of them, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, on average, they think that not caring, only thinking about themselves, gets them ahead. And when you live in a society of piranha like this, where people don't look out for each other and don't have the instinctive need to help others, no one helps you. And you turn into a hellish, jungle-like situation where you're the equivalent of an insect, you know, that's being swooped down upon by the bats that are the New World Order. We are a nation of prey. We act like prey animals, like a bunch of gazelles out on the African savanna. And we just sit there hoping we're not grabbed next. We're like a school of minnows running away from the big 10-pound bass. We weren't like this in the past. Now we are. And the cops are the same. You know, they'll take your children for no reason when there's not even a court order. They'll bust down your door in the middle of the night looking for drugs the government shipped in to begin with. They'll follow their orders. They'll do whatever. They'll cover up corruption. You know, they're just indicative of the society itself. We're a society of 50-plus million abortions. We're a society of not caring. We're a society of evil. And it's going to get worse. And so you wonder how we can put up with all this police state and all this Orwellian stuff coming down. We're a society where people can lay in roads bleeding to death and no one helps, and they drive around your body as you flop around.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
All right, if both guys debating fundamentally agree, is it really a debate? If two candidates are as far apart as two fingers on your hand, where's the argument? Where's the difference? The debate commission is about to put two interchangeable candidates on national TV, and they're going to argue one thing, how to keep the federal government growing bigger and bigger. You think either candidate will vow to repeal the Patriot Act or immediately end the Iraq occupation? Which interchangeable candidate will say, let's downsize D.C.? Come on, let's have a debate. Include the other four candidates who qualified under the Constitution, the ones who are on enough ballots to win 270 electoral votes. Sound like a good idea? Do something about it. Log on to downsizedc.org. Point and click your feelings to Congress, the Federal Election Commission, and the Bipartisan Debate Commission. Tell them how you see it. If we're going to have a debate, make it real. DownsizedDC.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to get into the admittedly scripted debates, down to the questions and the answers have been carefully negotiated by the one-party system. Over the last 10 months, they've been doing this for 16 years. I'd said a decade yesterday. It's actually since the 1986 debates. We'll also take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. We'll get into Mount St. Helens acting very suspiciously right now, acting the same way it did before it blew up in 1980 and then had a smaller eruption in 1986. So we'll be covering that. But I want to spend a few more minutes describing this phenomenon, an unheard of, an unknown phenomenon in the United States, in Canada, in England, in Germany, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the Western world, that's now a daily occurrence. Every few weeks I see a news article about it. And I guarantee you I'm not seeing all the stories. Where a cop is hit by a car and bleeds to death for 45 minutes in the middle of the road, here in Austin, Texas, on a street with literally 50, 60 cars going by a minute, where a woman is brutally raped and thrown out on the side of the street in Canada below high-rise buildings with hundreds of cars passing, you know, every few minutes, and people stand in windows laughing at her, where a woman is bleeding to death in the middle of a London thoroughfare with side streets and people walking by en masse, and they just drive around her body. So self-centered that they wouldn't even pull over and help her. It's incredible. It's amazing. I mean, I see these articles all the time where some old man gets stabbed to death in Chicago or New York or Houston and bleeds to death right there, and people don't even call the police. I don't want to talk to the cops. They're scary, and I don't want to get involved, and, you know, it's dangerous, and I got other stuff to do. That's, you know, we tell ourselves what a good society we are, and, oh, we're so good. Folks, this is an illustration of the 500-pound gorilla that's on our back, the 800-pound gorilla, you know, the 3-ton elephant sitting in our living room, sitting on us. You know, we wonder how they're starting to deploy huge blimps with ground-penetrating radar to look through our walls. We wonder how they're building giant prisons up from 1.3 million to 7 million people in prison in the last 9 years. We wonder how we can have 50-plus million abortions. We wonder how the Wall Street Journal can publish names of people begging for food and water that hospitals are openly killing. We wonder how cloning can already be going on, but the average person doesn't even know about it. We wonder how the average high schooler can't tell you who the vice president is. We wonder why the test scores are dropping. We wonder why the feds are teaching police that homeschoolers are terrorists. We wonder how they're putting video cameras in school bathrooms and police bathrooms and in corporate bathrooms. And I mean, this is Orwellian. We wonder how the news gets up there and says it's the law, you got to take vaccines to go to school when it's not the law. We wonder how they get up on the news and say mercury is wholesome and nutritious and good for your brain. I mean, because we're a nation of spectators, totally self-centered on average. But we have this propaganda view because of the sicky sweetness of the media that we're all real good and we're all the best people on the planet and we all... I mean, how do my own Austinites drive by a cop bleeding to death in the middle of the street for 45 minutes? How? How? I'm asking you the question, how? I mean, hundreds and hundreds of cars during rush hour passing the body, not caring, not getting involved. Here's an example. About a year and a half ago, I'm at La Madeleine, you know, it's like fast food, French food. And I'm sitting in there, and I'm sitting with my wife, and I we're done eating. And I say, I'm going to go to the bathroom. We're going to leave. So I go to wash my hands, leave, and I hear this big commotion, this freak out. I come running back in, and there's this retarded woman, probably 35 years old, choking, turning blue, standing up, grabbing. And I stand there while this crowd goes, call 911, call 911. What are we going to do? And I go, give her the Heimlich maneuver. And people, and I start trying to push my way in, and they go, get out of the way, call 911, panicking, call the authorities, call our gods, we can't do anything, we're these little spineless jellyfish. Now, they didn't say that, but call 911, I tried to push through the crowd, get back, we're not the police, that's for the police. I had to push through these women and men, and I have to shove the woman's family aside, who's standing there waving their arms, and I have to grab her to the Heimlich, and the second pull, a big wad of bread comes out of her throat, and she starts wheezing, and I just left, but my point is, folks, is Sunday I stopped and helped a lady change a tire, okay, and there were cars just passing her, and she was there trying to wave people, and, you know, now people are in fear or whatever, but this church lady obviously wasn't some Al-Qaeda member about to kill me or something. And I pulled over and helped her, and it was done in 15 minutes. I'm not even that good of a person. You understand? I'm actually pretty mean, folks. You know, if you're rude to me in line or something, or do something, I'll get in your face. I mean, I'm pretty aggressive. But at the same time, I have an instinctive drive to, oh, let me change that person's tire. Or, oh, let me, you know, help, try to help this person. And I'm not that special of a person. I remember being a child and, you know, my mom getting a flat tire and she not knowing how. And within a couple minutes of getting out and having the back of the trunk open, multiple trucks stopping, you know, with, you know, blue-collar workmen jumping out, let us help you. Hey, folks, you get a flat tire now, people don't stop and help you. Cops usually drive right past you, though I do see some police out changing tires, and God bless them. But it was, again, as a child, it was almost annoying because my dad would stop for anybody. And frankly, one time he stopped and tried to help some woman, and she pulled a knife on him, and he just laughed at her and got in his car and drove off and went to a payphone and called the police. So there is some danger in that, and that's kind of been the excuse. But the danger has always been there. You know, the crime isn't much higher now than it was 30 years ago. It is higher than it was 40 years ago. But so what? But my point here is that we're a nation of individuals that'll drive right by. And I mean, if I saw a cop, if I saw a woman, if I saw a man, if I saw whatever in the street, I would stop and help them. And I mean, it's not because I'm a good person. It's just instinctive. You know, I don't want to get off into, you know, any macho discussions, but growing up in Dallas, for some reason during the 80s, it was a lot rougher, in the early 90s, was a lot rougher than what I've seen in Austin, Texas, but, you know, a lot of stuff happened, I saw a lot of things develop, and, you know, I got involved in a few things, and you know, in today's society, you're not supposed to do that. So the mentality has changed, and so the reason I'm spending so much time on this is an illustration to what we've become, to what we've turned into, and how do we ever get this far down the rat hole? How did we turn into this? So is the general public, I'd say the 70% of people that are afraid or lazy or self-centered, who won't get involved even to help a woman bleeding to death or a police officer bleeding to death? Do you think they're going to stand up against national ID cards? Do you think they're going to stand up against surveillance blimps and drones? Do you think they're going to stand up to cameras in the school bathrooms? Do you think they're going to stand up when the government says your child must take the mandatory 25 vaccines, next year it's going to be 30-something? You think they'll even stand up and do the research that it's full of mercury and full of cancer viruses? Do you think they're going to take the time to... No, they don't even care about their own children, folks. They're so cowardly that they'll do whatever they're told. But 30% of us is a pretty darn big group of folks. And so now it's up to us to become more informed and then inform some of the other 70%. Maybe we can resuscitate psychologically, spiritually, mentally, another 20% of them. We can win this fight. I know there's a lot of good people out there. I know the listeners of this broadcast are wonderful people, selfless people, God-fearing, loving, compassionate people. And if you read Conlan Lorenz about animal psychology and homo sapien psychology, we're a very aggressive species. And our capacity to make war is matched by our capacity to love. That's why we love dogs so much. Dogs are very aggressive, very vicious. You know, a hybrid of the wolf, a derivation actually of a subspecies of, well, you know, the canine familiaris. And these are vicious creatures with large teeth. These are hunting creatures. These are pack creatures. Why do we love them so much? Because they're very similar to us psychologically. And they love us. We love them. Because in a pack mentality, you have to have a capacity to love so you don't savagely attack your own species. Well, because we become the dominant life form on this planet and dominated everything, now there's really nothing for us to prey on, so we've created a new predatory system where the public's been trained to be domesticated and stupid and mindless and prey animal-oriented, where we run, we don't defend each other, and a subspecies, I argue we now have two separate species, and actually now a lot of simultaneously people are having these other thoughts, a lot of behavioral psychologists are saying this, a lot of sociologists are saying this, a lot of people that study this are now saying this. We actually have an elite that is a separate species, and that's figurative, my friends, but a definite separation, and they are getting more advanced educations, more advanced medications and medical care. They've developed an entire separate strata of society, not just economically, but technologically, that's now getting wider and wider by the minute under the national security umbrella. And they are feeding on us. They have trained us to be mindless and uncaring and to not defend ourselves. And when you read communist and Nazi doctrine, when you read Bernays, PR, psychology, propaganda, they openly say, when you read Department of Education documents from 40 years ago, the plan is to break up the family, to have you not even defend your own family, to not even have a community, to not even know your neighbors. And this is how they're going to get us, and this is what they've done. And this is what they do in China. This is what they do in Russia. This is what they're doing across the globe. This is the model where we're all isolated like a bunch of gazelles or wildebeest on the savannah, and we don't even defend ourselves. We don't even defend our youth. We don't even defend our offspring. The most basic psychological, spiritual connections to defend the tribe have been neutralized, and no longer do we see our family as our tribe, our extended family as our tribe, our neighborhood as our tribe. No longer do we see the person with the flat tire as our tribe, and the instinctive need to help them is gone. Now it's being transmuted to the state and transmuted to the football game, where we go into ritual combat and beat our spears and shields and paint ourselves up in war paint and scream and get drunken and have simulated warfare. This has all been scientifically crafted and has been done to us. And so they've siphoned off our true energies. It's all crafted by 170 IQ eggheads. And all you have to do is face it. And to the eggheads out there, to the controllers who get this sardonic power trip off of, well, they're dumb anyways, Jones. Why not just go ahead and join us? I've been told this. Well, you see how stupid they are. They have to be governed. You're not just governing people. You've created a feedback loop to dumb them down even further. And you implant them with cancer and mercury and poisons. And you're a bunch of trashy scum who don't have vision. And who don't care about humanity. And who are part of the predatory subspecies. You make me sick. And you will be defeated. The human spirit will defeat you. God will defeat you. You are going down, you scum. And you know you're not happy, you servants, you high-level servants. You know you hate yourself. And you know no amount of money and power and sex will ever make you happy. And you know you're not truly alive. And I'm asking you to break your conditioning, controllers. I'm asking you to join us. I'm asking you to stop feeding on your own species. Mystery of woman left in busy road. I mean, how these people can bleed to death and be in comas and just be out in the streets, no one caring about them, no one helping them. What happened to us? We're not even human. We are not a cottontail rabbit in South Texas who, when its young is grabbed, doesn't fight, doesn't chase after the fox. We are not a gazelle. You understand that? We are not a sparrow being grabbed by an owl. We stand on two legs. We've got the big brains. We're aggressive. We're powerful. We're dynamic. We're intelligent. We're creative. We have a destiny to colonize the stars. We have a destiny to be creators in God's image. We have a destiny for greater things, not to be a bunch of beer-swilling, football-watching morons who don't even care that their kids are out in the backyard smoking crack cocaine for the first time, and that your daughter, who's 14 now, in 3 years is going to be in a topless bar being a prostitute on the side just so she can smoke the cocaine that the trashy government brought in to begin with. You don't even care about your children. Your children won't rebel against you if you explain to them how the government's behind it all. If you give them the big picture, they will shift into tribal think, and you will have your families back. Activate your tribal energies now. Activate your human defense mechanisms against the New World Order. The cage is dropping. The exterminations will begin within the next decade. They're going to kill 80% of us. All of you that are serving the globalists, you're going to be some of the first to go in the next wave of purges by your own masters. Why have you served them? Why have you denied it? Why have you gone against humanity and the human spirit? Why have you served the beast? By the way, this new big RFID consortium is called the MARC. That's the initials for their system, and they even call it the digital mark, which you'll have to have. I mean, why are you serving it? Why are you going along with it? Why, many of you that call yourselves Christians, why are you going along with it? All right, I've done a 50-minute rant. We will come back and go to Robert and Mike and Dan and many, many others. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get to calls, and there's no guests today. I wanted to be able to take calls, but I just see these articles every few weeks where somebody bleeds to death or almost dies, or right here in Austin, you know. How anybody could drive by a cop dying in the street for 45 minutes. I mean, just what in the world happened to you? I'm talking to those of you out there that don't care about your family, your country, nothing. Oh, at the superficial level, you wave a plastic slave flag made in China, but that doesn't cut it. Break your conditioning. You know what I'm telling you is true in your guts. Fire up. Get past your fear.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
And part of this is, you know, we've expanded the government, the nanny state, to such giant proportions that people feel like, oh, it's the cop's job to help that person bleeding to death in the middle of the road. It's not my job to get involved in government. That's for the government to do. And then when you don't care about your neighbors, they don't care about you, you're enslaved. Now, I need to write a big, detailed psychological article on this and then have a hall of shame on the website, and I guess every week or so post these articles where people bleed to death in the middle of roads or are stabbed and aren't helped for hours, you know, just to show this. And then there's all this sicky sweet propaganda about how we're the most loving and how much we care so we all feel good about ourselves and how the government loves us, how it's going to take good care of us. We'll go to Mike and Dan and Ed and Cindy and Paul and others. We're going to get to all of you here, but I've got to plug my videos. That's how we support what we're doing. Plus, they're great films. They're very informative. I've made 11 films. The 11th film, American Dictators, is now out, 90 minutes long, 1995, documenting the staged election of 2004, Bush and Kerry, Skull and Bones, and the whole police state and the latest 9/11 developments. There's my two famous 9/11 films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and The Masters of Terror. You're authorized to make copies of all my films, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets, Inside Bohemian Grove. We got a bunch of other videos on 9/11 by other great folks. We've got books and T-shirts, pro-gun stuff. It's all on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of my videos. When you call, you can ask about those different discounts. 1-888-253-3139. Get in the fight. Care enough to get the films and make copies and get them out to people. Spend 5 minutes every night with two VCRs to make a copy every evening. Give somebody a copy every day. 1-888-253-3139. Or go the extra mile. Aramon Access Television. Reach thousands. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, and I'm at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. All my videos, a bunch of other great videos, our best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, 15 cents a day, weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, for those that are online. Let's go ahead and go to Mike in Illinois, who's been holding for eons. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex. No, it's great holding, because listening to you, you're ranting and raving, I love it. I mean, you're going to get angrier when I tell you the story. I called yesterday, and you had a wonderful guest on, and I didn't want to plug too much into this, Alex, but for the last 2 years, I have two daughters in third and fourth grade. First and third grade. Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if I was on. I had them in private school, and I lost my job, so I was forced to put them in the public school. I did not want to do this. The private school did not force the immunizations, and my youngest daughter, the first grader, is behind in her DTP shot, which I'm not going to get.
There's no law that you have to take the shots.
Right. But the nurse, let me tell you what they did to my daughter. They told me this on Wednesday because school started in the middle of August, and they've had this information since August 2nd. Instead of contacting me earlier, last Wednesday they gave me a note in my daughter's backpack stating, if you don't have her immunizations up by Friday, your daughter can't come to school Monday. Well, I tried to contact the school nurse. She was out. The nurse's aide was there and said, well, she can't come back to school unless she has them. Well, I dropped my daughter off to school anyway on Monday, and I went to the store with my youngest daughter, and I came back home, and there was a message, two messages from the school stating that they have my daughter in the school office and she needs to get home. When I played the messages back, I could hear my daughter in the background crying. She sat in that school office for an hour and a half. I went in there, Alex, and I blew up, and I said, what kind of a system do you run here? My daughter is only 6.5 years old. She's bawling. She doesn't know why she's in here. And you're going to break, right, Alex? Could I hold off? And
Yeah, you need to sue them, sir.
Okay? Yeah.
They're trash. They're evil. And I have to be honest, you shouldn't have sent your daughter in there alone. You should have gone in there. You should have known this. You should demand the waiver form. They have it in the drawer. If they refuse it, it's in violation of law. Stay there. Second hour straight ahead. The predators feeding on our children.